Here, Stephen continues his discussion of proactivity, focusing on circles of influence and concern. With these life-changing concepts, you'll be able to focus on what's most important for you, putting other issues in the proper perspective.
I can't do it. I just don't have the time. Everyone has the same amount of time, right? I can't do it. I just don't have the time. Reactive, see? I can't. Something outside, the limitation of time, is controlling me. I can't do it. I must. I just have to. Some things you just have to do. This is one of them. Have to. Don't want to. Have to go on this debate trip, my daughter said. Well, honey, don't you choose to go? If I had my choice, there's no way. I said, what will happen if you don't go? I'll let my partner down and the team. How do you feel about that? Well, I don't want to do that. So you choose not to let him down. You pick up one end of the stick, you pick up the other. You can't choose the consequences of your actions, but you can choose your actions. So if your consequences are in harmony with your value system, you choose to go on the debate trip. Or else choose not to go. I had a student one time say to me, would you excuse me from class? I have to go on a tennis trip. What's the operative word there? Have to, see? He's not responsible. He has to go on the trip. I said, you have to? And by the way, it was just after talking about the language of reactive and proactive people. You have to? Or do you choose to? Oh, well, I have to do it. I just have to. Well, what'll happen if you don't go? Kick me off the team if I don't participate. How do you like that consequence? I don't. In other words, you choose to go. Because you want the consequence of staying on the team. What'll happen if you don't come to my class? He said, I don't know. Think. What do you think the natural consequence of not coming to class would be? I don't know. Think hard. Really, what would happen? You wouldn't kick me out, would you? Because that's not a natural consequence. Not participate on the tennis team, then that would be a natural consequence. You don't get to play, see? But not to come to class. What's the natural consequence? Think hard. What will really happen naturally if you don't come? I'll miss the learning. That's right. So you have to weigh that consequence against the other and make a choice. I know if it were me, I'd choose to go on the tennis trip. But never say you have to do anything. He meekly said, I choose to go on the tennis trip. And miss my class. Really, listen to language of people. Listen to your own. And just see where the locus of responsibility falls. Is it outside self or inside? I suggest highly effective people falls inside. They're inner directed, not outer directed. I now like to teach another idea that to me is so exciting. And the idea can be visualized. It's a good way of putting almost everything that we're talking about, this idea of proactivity, into a diagram. And you can think about it. Two circles, okay? An inner circle we call the circle of influence. It's a small inner circle. The outer circle surrounding the inner circle is called the circle of concern. The circle of influence basically means those are things you can do something about. You can have influence upon them or control over them. The circle of concern, the outer circle, represents things you can do nothing about. You have no control and no influence. Where does the proactive person focus? Which circle? Inner circle. What do you think happens to it? Larger and larger. Where does the reactive person focus? Things outside themselves, over which they have no control or influence. What happens to the inner circle? Increasingly small. Shrinks, it withers. That's a great little diagram because you can use it to motivate yourself by it and say, no matter what the circumstance is, I'm going to give my energies to the inner circle. If the two of us sit and talk about our supervisor, and we're continually bad-mouthing her, putting her down, coming up with explanations, you know, and validating each other. What do you know I'm doing when you and I have a falling out? You know my nature. See, our whole focus is outside our circle of influence. It's on her. It's on our concern. It's our boss. She's the problem. It's her way of doing things. It's her negative energy. But you know that's my nature. So the two of us will have the same problems. It just takes a different storm of life, see, that descends upon us. So consequently, my circle of influence is just withered with you. That's exactly what happens when people get their energy focused on other people's weaknesses. Unknowingly, even though at the moment it may seem to unite you with the people that you're kind of collaborating with in condemning somebody else, but unknowingly, like the construction people phrase go, it's bad mud. It's a bad foundation. It's bad cement on which to build our own relationship. So my circle of influence gets smaller and smaller. But what if, on the other hand, you were to say, Stephen, and then to criticize and badmouth her, and I were to say to you, you've got a good point there. Why don't we go and talk to her about it? Let's see what we can do to improve the situation. I've just made a huge deposit into the emotional bank account of your trust toward me. Because you know that if someone were to badmouth you outside of your presence, I would want to go to you. I wouldn't want to badmouth behind someone's back. Go and make reconciliation. That's how the circle of influence gets larger and larger. Isn't that an exciting concept, really, when you think about it? It's also very threatening, isn't it? It's very scary. Puts an enormous responsibility upon us. And that is not an easy thing. But I suggest that's what proactive people do. That's what highly effective people do. They work where they can. That doesn't mean they're unaware of weaknesses out there. No, they're aware of those weaknesses. But it doesn't consume them. They don't wrap their emotional energy about those weaknesses. They don't empower those weaknesses.